6:47, and time for us once again to head to the Weather Center and bring in the man with the plan, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Well, good morning, and how are you?
I am fine. It was 28 at my house. It didn't get to a hard freeze, but it obviously got cold enough.
Yeah. And everything is going right there this morning so far?
So far.
Okay.
I know we shouldn't have said that because now everything's going to fall apart, you know.
I hope not, but weather-wise, it shouldn't. Not as breezy as yesterday with sunshine.
Breezy yesterday?
Yes.
It's downright windy.
It was a lot windier than I thought yesterday. Really kicked up. I was walking Shirley around the block. Boy, that wind hit. The gust of wind hit. It felt really, really nippy. But when the wind wasn't that strong, it was nice. So today should be better than that. And low 60s. Clear, cold tonight, mid-30s again. Tomorrow, sun mixing with clouds, you're in the mid-60s. Then Friday, probably the way it'll start with a little bit of drizzle and clouds in the morning. Then it'll become hazy, breezy, and warm. Showers and a thunderstorm in the afternoon, mid-70s. I'm betting that 70s thunderstorms are going to be gusty on Friday. Behind it, partly cloudy, 70 to 75 Saturday. And for Sunday right now, I think it's just going to wind up being mostly cloudy. We'll probably wind up with getting more rain Sunday night and Monday. But Sunday's highs will only be back in the 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
No, 60s is better than the 50s.
Right.
So,
it's getting closer to where we should be at this time of the year. But it's a stretch. There's no doubt about it. The Hurricane Center is watching an area north of the Bahamas that could become a tropical disturbance over the next 3 to 5 days. So we will be watching that. Even though hurricane season doesn't begin till June 1st, it doesn't mean that there can't be something tropical before or after it ends, which is November 30th.
All right.
We have that all covered.
What?
We have all of that covered.
Yeah, all that covered. Well, I want to make a complaint here right now.
You go right ahead.
I was watching TV last night.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, because I don't like to watch news and I've spent way too much money on movies. I stopped watching movies about 3 weeks ago because they were totaling like $60 and $70 a month.
Wow.
So I stopped that. So I now watch HDTV, where you fix up your home and stuff.
Yeah.
They have a show on there called Love It or List It.
Yeah. Watch that all the time.
Now, I like the show. Now, one thing I don't like about it is when they meet with the homeowners, they take a look at the house and they go meet the homeowners, okay? And the homeowners tell them what they need if they get a new house and what they want if they want to stay in the house.
Right.
And then everybody's given a budget. If you want to stay in the house, let's say they give you $100,000 to fix the house up. No matter what they want. And to the person that's going out and looking for the houses, they give them a budget, like, let's say, $500,000 for a house. Far too many times, the guy who is out looking at the new houses
right,
can exceed the budget by as much as $50,000 and $100,000.
Right.
And the person who has to fix the house up can't. They don't give them that leeway.
Right.
Where it gets me upset. When they get the house redone, okay, and they paid for, let's say they paid for $100,000 in renovations to their house. Well, when the valuation comes in, 9 times out of 10, not only have they increased the valuation of the resale of their house, but they've also increased it by more than they spent by $20,000 or $25,000. So in essence, they've made $20,000 or $25,000. I started to get upset yesterday because that's an unfair advantage to send a real estate agent out and he can have, you can raise your budget. It's only a monthly payment. And the other person making your home more valuable so you have equity can't. So that bothers me about that show. I'm a crotchety old man, but that bothers me about that show. I needed something to complain about this morning other than and other than our government. So I figured I'd pick on this.
Okay. Let me just tell you. Do you remember John Lockes, who used to work for us?
Yeah.
One time he was, I believe, I'm trying to remember where he was. He was in the Caribbean.
Oh, no, that's a different show he was. Yeah, he used to, that was people that want to buy houses. That and they show him all these houses and stuff. That's the show John saw, right?
Right, but do you remember what happened?
Yeah, it's a bunch of bull.
John happened to see HGTV down there. I went down to be an onlooker, and the whole thing was rehearsed with actors.
Yeah,
all the people buying homes, and I'm not so sure that that's not the case with Love It or List It as well.
No, with Love It or List It, they actually tear down and do stuff.
Oh, but I'm talking about the people. The people are probably actors.
No, I don't think so, because they give actual addresses and everything. I don't think they are actual actors. I think they're people that apply to the program, show that they have the financing where they can buy a new home. I think that is totally different than the other show, which was they have a million of those other shows, beachfront properties, mountainside properties, and you know that's all fake. You know that's all fake. And what that show does is give publicity to all those places that they go. You know, in this show, they don't even mention the town or anything like that. So there's no publicity for the town.
Right. They do not. You're right. But even with the Property Brothers, you never know where they are.
Well, the Property Brothers, I do like that show, though, because I like the brothers because of the way they argue. But there's another show on called Hometown.
Yeah, we've seen that with the husband and wife.
Yeah. But once again, that show is a plug for that town, basically.
Well, that they're taking over for Chip and Joanne, who used to be in Waco.
Oh, yeah, but they're coming back on with the Magnolia Network, those two.
Is that going to be part of HGTV?
Yes.
No, right? It is?
I think so, yeah.
I thought it was their own network.
Yeah, but it's going to be, it's their own network, but it's going to be available on HGTV.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
So, but anyway, for you folks that don't know what Pat and I are talking about, we're sorry, but it's just.
Yeah, well, I watch a lot of HGTV. I get some good ideas, but you know, the one thing that it's missing, in my opinion, is what it used to do many, many, many years ago. And that was teach you how to decorate and do things like a DIY.
Yeah.
And I know there's a DIY channel, but it's way over your head. But I remember this guy, I think his name was Chris Lowell. And he used to show you all the different things. And the one thing that stands out of my mind, because I was never able to do it, he said, you ever have a problem when you have to take a scarf that belongs on a kitchen window and you have to drape it from one side to another. And my mom used to ask me to do this all the time. And I used to try to do it. And she used to say, that's not right. Go over here. Do this. Do that. And then one day he showed step by step how to do that. And to this day, I can do it by eye. And everyone says, how do you do that? I said, I remember watching a TV show and he showed us how to do it. So that's what's not on there. That would be great. I would like to know. Tell me, how do I stain my furniture? What's the right way to stain my furniture? What's the right way to get stains at a different thing? You know, like all of this, like things that you need that you could do around the house that you don't have to call people for. The smaller things. I would never ever play around with electric or anything like that. But the smaller things, I think would be a great show.
Now, all I know is that since I've stopped watching the Food Network and started watching Do It Yourself, I've lost weight.
Yeah, I know the Food Network. they have some great cooks on there.
They do, and they have great shows, but it's much better watching because I can't tear. You know, in one of my marriages, I redid a bathroom. Okay? And it came out. It looked beautiful. And when we were all finished, I sent my first wife down to the cellar, turn on the water. She turned on the water. I want to tell you, Pat, there was water coming out of the walls. There was water coming out under the sink.
Yeah, see?
Stop. Turn it off. What? I said turn it off.
Yeah. There are certain things in the house that you just should not tackle unless you really, really know what you're doing. One is plumbing and one is electric.
I ended up getting it done, and the bathroom did look a lot better, but it was just a nightmare. And it was a small bathroom, and it took me like almost a month.
Really?
And I said, you know what? I'm never doing this again. I'll pay somebody to do it. I'm sorry.
And that's the end of that, right?
It's the end of that. No more. No more.
No more.
I never saw water come out of walls before, but it
can't. So now you know you can't do that stuff.
No. I'm in radio. I can't do any of that stuff.
Right.
And now in radio at 67, there's less and less I can do in radio as well. But that's the great thing about radio, Pat. As long as there's a chair and there's a microphone, I'm set.
Yeah, well, me too, because we've been doing it all our lives. So you're right.
So let's recap this forecast once again.
Well, we have sunshine today, and we have some mixing with clouds tomorrow. Then we start off kind of dribbly. Friday morning, some light rain or drizzle, and then it burns off with showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. It's partly sunny on Saturday, and then it's mainly cloudy on Sunday.
All right. You know what I can't get used to, Pat? It's been almost 2 months since I got a haircut.
Oh, I bought one of those electric shavers, whatever you call them, electric trimmers, yeah. And has all the attachments on it. And yesterday, I buzzed all the sides. And the back, and it actually looks pretty good for somebody who never did this before.
Well, I'm not going to take a chance, but now my hair is starting to get long again. And so when I wake up in the morning, the hair is in my eyes. And it's been literally probably 20 years since that happened.
You know, there's a thing called bobby pins.
I'm not going to use that. My grandmother used to use bobby
pins. Yeah, right.
And she also uses this. Now, you said that, and it immediately brought my grandmother to mind. And you know what perfume she used to use? Taboo. And I don't know if you ever smelled Taboo.
No.
This was just horrible. So when you mentioned bobby pins, immediate in my mind, it was the smell of Taboo. Well, anyways, that's enough of our trip down memory lane. I will speak to you tomorrow.
And that sounds good. You be safe.
You too, Pat. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.